Thursday in Erev Shabbos, Parshas Tzav, Shir 282. At a recent Yahrzeit Suda for the Tzatmar Rebbe, an individual from Baltimore said the following story. Around the year 1960, his daughter had gotten married, and soon after the wedding, they realized that they made a terrible mistake. The husband was, first of all, irreligious. He was fry. Second of all, he was a criminal. He was a gang leader. We asked him to give a get, but he demanded $5,000 for the get. We didn't have any choice, so we went around collecting tzedakah. He traveled to New York. He went from shul to shul. After about a month, he only gathered around $200, and he was ready to give up. And someone suggested that he should go to the Satmar Rebbe. Doesn't matter if you're not a Satmar Chassid. Go to the Satmar Rebbe. He'll give you a nice donation. He'll help you out. So he went to the Rebbe. The Rebbe listened to the story, and he said, come back at the end of the week, and he could see what he could do. He came back expecting a few hundred dollars, and the Rebbe handed him an envelope containing the entire $5,000. While he was walking out, the Rebbe told him like this. He said, I'm giving you the entire amount, but I want to give you some advice. Get someone who speaks the language of criminals, and have him tell your son-in-law in a tough way that he's not getting any more than $2,500. Take it or leave it. The man said he tried to protest to the Rebbe that he was a violent individual and no one's going to tell him what to do. The Rebbe said, try. He repeated the Rebbe's advice to the Beis Din back in Baltimore and they followed it and it worked. For only $2,500, the man agreed to give a get. And then the Dayanim and the Beis Din told him as follows. He said, you know why the Rebbe gave you the full $5,000, even though he told you only to use $2,500? He knew it was going to work. Why did he give you $5,000? He wanted the other $2,500 to be for your daughter to help her find another shidduch. And that's what he did. He used it, Baruch Hashem, to help his daughter find a shidduch. And the man said as follows. He learned three things from the Rebbe, from that story. First of all, he didn't just give tzedakah, he cared about the individual, and he felt his pain. Second of all, he had the perception, the foresight, to be able to think of bargaining with the man for less money. And third of all, he didn't only think of the current situation, he thought of the future. And the lesson for us is, we don't always have the ability to give everything we want to give. But at least we can try to feel the individual's pain. It's not just about the money. There's a lot going on in a person's life. And if we have the ability to be mechazik somebody, or to help him when we are giving him the money, that can go much further than just the money. Chazal say a person that's mechazik and ani, in a certain sense, is more chashiv than giving him just money. Chizik, for an individual that's downtrodden, is much more powerful than physical help. And that's how we should view opportunities to help other individuals. Not just physical or monetary help, but to try to feel what he's going through and see how we can help him in other areas.